that is by Johnny Drill and Fireboy DML. Coming up next is your news in detail. Do stay tuned.
What's my bill?
The Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your
one and only
station.
Power FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
More stakeholders react to ZAMSA shakeup, with FIA linking the procurement scandal to inequality. Speaker of National Assembly assures EU observers of Parliament's openness ahead of the 2026 elections. Tanzania President orders smaller official convoys to cut fuel. KCM pushes $150,000 in this year's KCM Golf Tourney in sports news.
And now, Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. As more stakeholders react to the suspension of the key officers at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, the Fight Inequality Alliance Zambia, FIA, links the procurement scandal at the agency to the larger problem of inequality in the health sector. FIA Zambia National Coordinator Mputa Ngalande said the suspensions underscore how corruption and inefficiency in public institutions deepen inequality, with the poorest citizens bearing the brunt of the medicine shortages. He stated that when procurement systems fail, it's not the privileged who suffer, but the millions of ordinary Zambians who depend entirely on public health facilities for life-saving drugs. Mr. Ngalande warns that ZAMSA's case demonstrates the same lack of transparency and accountability that FIA condemned in the reported Health for Minerals Pact. He said both situations reveal how opacity and elite capture of public resources undermine the rights of citizens and entrench inequality. He stated that procurement scandals are not isolated incidents, but part of a systematic pattern where public resources meant to serve the many, which are diverted or mismanaged by a few. Mr. Ngalande therefore has called on the government to go beyond suspensions and ensure full disclosure of the investigations, strengthen oversight institutions, and involve communities in monitoring the distribution of medicines. Speaker of the National Assembly, Dr. Nelly Moti, has assured European Union electoral observers that Parliament remains open to constructive dialogue ahead of the 2026 general elections. Dr. Moti says the National Assembly is committed to transparency and inclusiveness, allowing stakeholders such as electoral bodies, civil society and the public to participate in shaping election-related laws. She was speaking in Lusaka when the EU Electoral Observation Exploratory Mission paid a courtesy call at Parliament. Dr. Moti described the presence of the EU observers as a sign of international confidence in Zambia's democratic institutions, and said independent observation is key to strengthening public trust and safeguarding the integrity of elections. European Union Ambassador to Zambia, Carolina Stasiak, says the EU recognizes the importance of strong institutions, transparency and public trust as the country prepares for elections. Meanwhile, mission team leader Dimitra Lanou said the delegation is engaging stakeholders to assess Zambia's electoral environment and review progress on past recommendations. EU legal expert Colm Fahy added that the mission is also evaluating issues such as security, legal frameworks, and respect for fundamental freedoms. And Clerk of the National Assembly, Lafnes Mayaka, said Parliament's processes remain open, allowing public inputs to ensure electoral laws are inclusive and responsive. The meeting also discussed possible legal reforms, media regulation, and Parliament's preparedness for an increased number of members of Parliament. Renowned Zambian journalist and communications expert Maureen Nkandu has called for a shift toward merit-based politics, urging leaders to prioritize competence, capability, and results over populist appeal. Speaking on the Kennedy one-on-one podcast, Nkandu stressed that the country must move away from what she described as bottom power politics and instead embrace leadership grounded in ability and understanding of national development. She noted that an increasingly digital and AI-driven world The country needs sharp, forward-thinking women who can navigate complex development challenges. According to Nkandu, while formal education is important, it should be complemented by a clear understanding of what development on issues and the genuine passion for public service are. Nkandu, a seasoned broadcaster with experience in international development and advocacy, also signaled potential political ambitions. She indicated that if she were to enter politics, her approach would reflect the same commitment to excellence that has defined her professional career.
I believe in meritocracy. It should be on merit. This nonsense of bottom power and who does this, that and the other should not be what is happening in Zambia today. The world's developing rapidly. We're in the information age. We are now in the artificial intelligence age. And so we need women who are sharp. They may not be educated, but they understand development and they have a passion for what they want to do. And if I'm going to get into politics, I'm not just doing it for the sake of it. One day I want to get up that tree. I believe in what's worth doing is worth doing well. I've done that with everything I've done, from journalism, broadcast journalism, yeah, international development, communications, advocacy. I've done it well. If I so happen to say, yes, now I'm going into politics, I've got to do it well. Even if I was a counselor, the results should show. But I'm not going to sit there and be a counselor for the next God knows how many years. I'm going to be climbing. I'm ambitious.
MTN Zambia Chief Executive Officer Komba Malukutila says mobile money has continued to positively impact people's daily lives, and the newly unveiled initiative Wina Nyumba na Momo reflects the growing role of mobile money in the daily lives. Yesterday, Mobile Money Zambia unveiled a nationwide promotion dubbed Wina Nyumba na Momo, aimed at rewarding customers while strengthening the adoption of digital financial services across the country. The campaign, which runs from April to August 2026, offers customers a chance to win a range of prizes, including a grand reward of a fully built house for one lucky participant. In addition, five customers who each receive 100,000 kwacha over 5 months, with 1,000 customers which stands to win monthly cash prizes of up to 2,000 kwacha. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Malukutila noted the mobile money platform has become integral to how individuals and businesses manage payments, transfers and essential financial obligations. He added that the promotion is designed not only to reward customers but also to build on the success of previous campaigns, including last year's vehicle giveaways, by offering even more transformative prizes.
Because at Momo, we understand that behind every transaction, there's a story. There is a story of a mother sending money to her child at school, a father buying inputs to grow crops at his farm, a small business owner buying stock for their shop, a young entrepreneur trying to hustle every day. Every transaction is alive, it is resilient, and it is a true representation of what makes Zambia so great. That is why today matters. When we designed this promotion, it was done with a very clear objective in mind, and that is empowerment.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, who officiated at the launch, underscored the importance of mobile money in advancing financial inclusion. He said digital financial services continue to expand access to formal financial systems for individuals and businesses in both urban and rural areas, adding that initiatives such as the Momo promotion demonstrate how innovation can drive participation without imposing barriers.
Irrespective of how wealthy you are in life or how rich you are, but if you do not have a place where to decently rest your head, there is no comfort and decency in your livelihood. No one has stood up again, and they will raise their hand and say, here we are, to sustainably and in a decent way improve someone's livelihood, and they are offering a house. And we are very happy and excited that of the 3 million housing deficit we have in our country, Mama has come on board to commit and to contribute to lessen that deficit.